For older adults whose grown children have either a mental illness or disability, aging presents a special set of challenges. At a time when many older adults are confronting their own vulnerabilities, these parents must also contend with the demands and responsibilities of caring for a grown but dependent child. While experts are seeing an increase in the number of elderly caregivers, Wendy Schmelzer reports that few programs have come to their aid.
It's a short walk to the bus stop from Nina Orbach's apartment. Still, the 79-year-old Mrs. Orbach, we've changed the names, always leaves with time to spare. What would happen if her daughter Ellen's bus arrived early, before she got there?
It's terrible. It's terrible. If she's not here on time, I'm worried. If she doesn't call by 9 o'clock, I have to call her because I've got to know what's going on there. I can't eat before she gets here. I'm a worrier. Oh, boy. I really am.
At 46, Ellen remains Mrs. Orbach's little girl. Ellen's been brain injured since birth, leaving her with some physical disability, as well as what Nina Orbach describes as a mental immaturity in thinking, outlook, and behavior.
She will not accept the fact that she has anything wrong with her brain. Bet she looks about 18. Yes, this is typical of people who are brain injured. She's a very loving person, and she fits right in. She's a delightful personality.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Nice to see you again.
You've never seen her before. Nice to see her, you mean, right?
Nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Can we go get a magazine tonight?
Yeah, we'll go out when we take our walk.
Every week, it's the same routine. Ellen boards the 9:30 bus just blocks from her studio apartment and travels the 4 miles or so through West Los Angeles streets to visit her parents. 14 years ago, while still in their 60s, Nina and her husband Peter retired as teachers back east and moved to California. They had heard of several programs that might make it easier for Ellen to become more independent.
This was why we came, and she was still Mama's little girl. And we knew that the time had come when that had to stop, because Mama was not going to be around forever, and it was time she learned to do for herself.
Thank you.
I always hold doors open for people. I don't have to wait. It's a polite thing to do. Some people don't do that, and it's not nice. Right, Ma?
Yep.
I hold doors for you and my daddy better now, too.
Here we are.
One, two, three.
Only about a third of older parents with dependent children make specific arrangements for the future. A lack of services throughout the country frustrate many parents' attempts to solve the legal, financial, and residential issues. Anxiety and ambivalence, experts say, also get in the way. Usually it's older parents like the Orbachs with higher incomes and education levels who are the ones to make concrete plans. They're able to negotiate their way through what's often an indifferent social service system. They get on waiting lists. They see lawyers. In Ellen Orbach's case, she'll continue to live on her own here in Los Angeles with her modest SSI or supplemental security income. Many developmentally disabled adults qualify for these benefits. And a special needs trust that the Orbachs have set up should assure Ellen emergency funds, without disqualifying her from receiving the government assistance. Research indicates that while only a quarter of disabled children end up living with a sibling once their parents die, just about all siblings do provide some level of support. The Orbachs are counting on Ellen's only brother, Les, who lives out of state, to oversee her social services program. They feel lucky, they say, that California's system of regional centers for the developmentally disabled ranks among the best.
We haven't had any serious discussions because we haven't wanted to scare her. I know that this would be a frightening thought. And maybe the time is coming when we have to.
That's my project. My father taught me how to do that. This is a word processor. But before I was afraid, now I'm not, because I keep practicing and it comes out right too.
The Orbachs spend a good deal of time helping Ellen to develop new skills. They're certain they haven't begun to tap her potential. Peter Orbach taught her to read. He's now determined that she become comfortable with the computer.
Well, I'm supposed to be the tough one, and I really thought that the more we let her live on her own, make her own decisions, the more we were helping her. And to push the child out of the nest is one of the hardest things to do. Too many people don't have enough confidence in the ability of their children. They've seen their children have too many failures, and they don't want to see their children make another failure.
It's a little bit stuck here.
Turn it off and start again.
Yeah, I was going
to... And do it slowly. You know,
okay, yeah. Uh-huh. And that's it.
Parents like the Orbachs have traditionally been their children's caregivers. In recent years, though, that's become a lifetime commitment. Improved health care and increases in life expectancy, experts say, virtually assure that persons with developmental disability, autism, Down syndrome, mental retardation, can now live into adulthood, often late adulthood, and even old age. That was never the case before. While these parents always had to contend with the challenges of their children's early years, now they must also confront some of the more poignant and tender issues of adulthood.
What bothers me a great deal is I see other young women growing up and having social experiences. And when I hear her ask me, am I going to get married someday? Am I going to have a family of my own? This breaks my heart. And it's very hard to know what to tell her. At the present time, I tell her, of course, it's in the future, and we can't see the future. And she accepts that. I don't know for how long she'll accept it.
For older parents whose grown children have developed disability in their adulthood, usually mental illness, contemplating the future and living with the present seems even more difficult.
And here's Marie. And the three grandchildren. And
she's so pretty.
Yeah. And here's the twins. We got twins. These are Marie's paintings that she's done over here on the wall. But here's Marie over here. And there's her dad and me. And
24 years ago, Fern Brown's daughter, Marie, again we've changed the names, was diagnosed with schizophrenia. For more than two decades, the 75-year-old Mrs. Brown, a recent widow, ministered to the needs of her now 47-year-old daughter, taking her to endless doctors, trying to keep her on medication, and helping her to find places to live.
Marie was one of the people with mental illness that nothing worked for her.
Over the years, Marie bounced back and forth between board and care homes and residential facilities, often ending up back here in the Browns' one-bedroom apartment.
It wasn't too good because she stopped. She was getting very tired of being here. That would be like having a little infant try to get back in the womb again. It just doesn't work.
Luckily, Marie got into Step Up on Second, a highly touted nonprofit program for those with mental illness here in Santa Monica. She's been living there for the last 2 years, and as long as she follows their rules, she'll be able to stay. Now, Mrs. Brown says, it's her job to help Marie and herself with the separation.
When you're a mother, you worry about everything. But I try not to. I try to let go and let God. You can't fix it. I didn't know what was going to happen to her, and it was a terrible burden in my heart, and I just told God I had to live forever so I could be here if she needed me. You have to realize that after you reach a certain age, you need every bit of strength and energy and vitality that you can produce, and you simply cannot waste it. You need it if you're going to make it.
Research indicates that older adults with mentally ill-grown children do less well than other older parents with dependent adult children. The unpredictable course of mental illness, the ups and downs, take their toll, putting these older parents at high risk for depression. And evidence suggests that financial concerns are among these parents' greatest worry. Although their adult children now qualify for public assistance, many of these older parents have exhausted their own savings in coping with their children's illness during the early years. Medical insurance provides only limited mental health benefits. What's more, mental illness can cause strain within families, conflict over how little or how much other family members stay involved. And the stigma of mental illness has kept too many of these now older parents from ever having shared their situation with friends and colleagues. For Fern Brown, it's Marie's new home here at Step Up on Second, which has given her her first chance to meet other older adults whose grown children are also ill.
As a mother, I cried so much. My tears should be all dried up, but they're not. But crying helped. But most of all, I think what really helped me was being able to have some place to go to talk about it. Because that was hard. Because you can't talk to people that don't know. You know, how can you talk to somebody with two robust, healthy children? And they kind of look at you like, well, gee, I'm sorry, that doesn't help.
Most parents, like Fern Brown, raised children who were healthy in childhood. Trying to come to terms with the idea that they're now ill is difficult to accept. For many, the sorrow, the grieving process continues for years. Unlike parents whose children are developmentally disabled since birth or early childhood, these families have not had a lifetime to adjust.
You know, the dreams you have for your children, you have such dreams. And she was such a bright young lady. I have to forget that and be glad when she can get up and get dressed and take her pills and communicate with other people. You're happy with very little now compared to what you had in mind. You have to put that aside and be grateful for the little things that she does that are wonderful. Now I get excited about those, like a sentence, a prayer for her dad that died, and keeping herself clean and caring about herself, things like that, just little things. The dreams of yesterday are gone, but I have dreams for now, new dreams.
Lately, one of Fern Brown's friends has taken to calling her the warrior. Mrs. Brown delights in the idea that this woman sees her as strong and brave. And the Orbachs, in their eighth decade of life, are also beginning to view themselves as courageous. In recent years, they've become political advocates on behalf of the disabled. It takes courage and aggressiveness, says Nina Orbach, to battle the system as an older person. For most of these older adults, this state of perpetual parenthood, researchers say, brings both disappointment and gratification. Yes, these older parents continue to worry about their children and wonder how they'll manage when they're gone. But they also say that by having coped alongside their children, they're now prepared for anything that their own late life will bring. For National Public Radio in Los Angeles, I'm Wendy Schmelzer.